she's right up there. She's a great shooter. And we need other people on our team being great shooters. But that comes with practice. I'm sure she didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, just want to be a good shooter today. You got to get your butt in the gym. You know, Steph Curry showed you that. I saw him in high school. He looked like a two-year-old out there. But the boy could shoot. And so what did he do? He kept shooting. So if people think they're going to get it on the pillowcase, it's not going to happen. You can't nap your way to being a great shooter and Facebooking and all these things that teenagers do. You need to put the phones down, stop FaceTiming, stop tweeting, and get your butt in the gym. And it don't have to be an hour, 2 hours, 20 minutes every day. That's what Nicole does. 10 minutes after practice every day. That's it. It's no magic formula. Those little secret potions you rub on your hands. Get your butt in the gym and practice. Period. End of story. And you can shoot like that too. Absolutely. Every team needs to do more than that. Women's basketball, can you hear me? Get your butt in the gym. You got people throwing the ball over the basket. Nobody wants to watch that. I don't. I enjoy watching good, solid basketball that people make their shots, whether I'm on coaching against them or my team doing it. Women's basketball players need to get their butt in the gym and get shots up because we can't dunk. You know, Brittany Griner's graduated. I don't see nobody else dunking out here. Candace Parker, she gone long time ago. People need to get in the gym. That's where our game needs to grow. We need to be shooting the ball.